And my spirit is perceiving.
That you're about to speak to me.
That you're about to speak to me.
So I can hear you.
So I can hear you.
I'm perceiving you.
I'm perceiving you.
And I will see your truth.
And I will see your truth.
Not just in myself.
Not just in myself.
But for the 2021 that we have just entered.
But for the 2021 we have just entered.
I'm going to take you to Luke chapter 4. Because of something that I wanted you to see who you're following into 2021. You see, in the beginning of chapter 4, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert. Holy Spirit is leading. And he's directing a test. Holy Spirit is leading and directing a test.
Amen.
Upon our Savior. We are being made in his image and his likeness, and obviously we're going to be led into testing. And we did not, in my case, I don't like the testing. It's irritating. It shows me my weaknesses. It shows me when I fall apart. It shows me also how to recover. Because in the religious realm, most people teach about how ugly you are, but never give you a victory or the solution. And I remember years and years ago when the Holy Spirit got a hold of me, I said to the Lord, if ever I am to teach anyone, please give me the wisdom to be teaching at a child's level.
Amen.
So that it'll be easy to grasp a solution. Not to leave the people with a pile of guilt and a self-condemnation, and then they walk away depressed and they say, oh, we had church today. That's not my church. My church is the one that you're going to see in the same chapter. Okay? There is temptation. There is a place where you're going to get the same kind of treatment that Jesus got. You say, well, I'm not a son of God. Yes, you are.
Yes, amen.
I'm not a daughter of God. Yes, you are.
Yes, amen.
And the enemy is going to try to convince you that you are not. Because he's going to twist a couple of words to irritate you. So that you really believe the lie that he's trying to feed you. Because his ultimate goal is to destroy you.
Amen.
Last week, something happened. And I got angry. And I got angry not at the person, but at the spirit that was using the person. And I said loud and clear, don't you realize the devil wants you dead? Oh, that's not godly speaking. Well, get a clue. He's playing for keeps. He's not just, you know, manipulating you. He's playing to kill you. And he wants you dead. And if he can get you dead ahead of schedule, he's going to get glory out of it. Okay? Now, verse 5, the devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. You see, the preaching of the kingdom has not happened yet. Did the devil have a clue that the guy who was going to preach the kingdom was the guy that he was tempting? I believe the devil had a clue. He would not have tempted him with, is it true that you are the Son? Okay? So he says, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me. Who gave it to him? He was telling truth there. Adam gave him the jurisdiction of the earth. Adam had it, and he gave it up. You pointed out, my sister, about what we inherited from God. But I'd like to add that the darkness has perverted through Adam.
Yes, it did.
Each of us, there's perversion that took place when we came into this realm. We came in under the Adamic covenant. We did not come in under the Holy Spirit covenant. That came later. When you and I said yes to the Savior, we became saved. That's the beginning of our salvation walk. Correct?
Amen.
Now, the attributes at this point start coming from the Holy Spirit, who's got all these attributes that were perverted in me, and he's going to orchestrate for me to choose to receive the purity of it. The purity of God's plan is to restore the Adamic government. That's the whole purpose of what God wanted and still wants.
Can you say that again?
Yeah.
I was just going to say that.
Please.
Can you say that again?
Yeah.
Just repeat what you just said.
No, because you just, yeah, go
the
ahead,
The Adamic.
Please.
God's purpose?
God's purpose for all of Adam was to have the government come through Adam and become the dominant force over everything in the earth. Subdue, he told him. Genesis.
Yes.
Subdue is control. Who's trying to take over now? It's the opposite. He is so afraid, because that's his nature. The demonic nature is fear. The heavenly nature is what?
Love.
So everything that God does, he does under the anointing of love.
Amen.
Everything that darkness does, torment, fear, tactics of all kinds, and that's where he has his play. So now, as soon as you start governing, what happens? I shared with you guys about the sniffles and three little sneezes. There was a day the Lord says, when are you going to dominate that? So I decided I will not allow three sneezes to destroy me and control me. Okay? He wants me and you to take authority. Jesus said, I'm leaving you with my authority, and in my name you can do. Now, you say, well, wait a minute, I don't know how to do it. You've got Holy Ghost. He's your counselor. He's your teacher. He's your comforter.
Amen.
He will take you into victory.
Amen.
So he says, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me. If he received it from Adam, it's because it was Adam's to give.
Yeah. That's right. Because he created it.
Ah. See, Adam had it all and he gave it up. And Lord, I for years believed that Adam was like me. Totally wrong. Totally wrong. Adam was like Jesus. Was. But he gave it up. All authority was given back to Jesus to restore what Adam goofed in. And perverted.
Amen.
Did he know he was doing it? Yes, he did. See, we think he was tricked into it. He was not tricked into it. He had the knowledge of what he was doing, and he wanted to dominate, and he wanted to control, but he wanted from him. He didn't want it through Father. He didn't want it through that relationship with the Father. He had the relationship. We don't know how many hundreds of years he lived before he did get to the place where he decided, I'm all done with this.
He wasn't satisfied with what God gave him.
Correct.
And why did he take that shortcut? Why did he just, the human nature?
It's part of the flaw, I believe, that the enemy was able to develop. Okay? And he was so blinded by his wife. Now, I'm not blaming women. But the bottom line is, when you're blinded by something other than the Lord, you're going to act and react. And when you do, you might have had the influence because she gave him and he took and he ate.
And he knew better. He took.
She was deceived. He was not deceived.
That's right. So God held him accountable.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He should have said, woman.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Put her in her place, yep.
Okay? And it didn't matter who it was.
Yep.
He should have said, sorry. Mm-hmm. Now,
I don't think he should have said sorry.
So then that makes him having a little bit of sin in him then?
It's not a matter of sin being there at the time. Because, again, Holy Spirit was fully alive in Adam.
Then why didn't he tell Eve no then?
Because his focus was on the woman.
Did she
beauty?
Not on God. Amen.
Well, he was trying to please her.
Pardon?
He was trying to please Eve.
He was trying to please her. His eyes went off the Lord.
Yep.
Just like your eyes go off the Lord when you make a decision or a judgment call. Or a critical call. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. I want it my way. If he only behaved the way I told him to, everything would be great in my house.
Did she eat of the apple first? So as she handed it to Adam, she knew exactly what she was doing?
She had already been deceived. The scripture's clear. Mm-hmm. The deception was there. Okay? And when deception is there, that's because we don't see it. We don't see it for what it really is.
Right.
So again, you've got to be able to see why Jesus was sent. He was sent to reverse the curse.
Yep. Amen.
Everything that had happened up until 4,000 years, think about it,
wow,
of perversion,
mm-hmm,
in the earth. And God put up with it. Until there was a person ready to receive him. That was Mary. She was filled with grace so she could receive his seed. And then you've got him again. See, it's important to see the devil led him up, verse 5, to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. So he saw today. Satan had the capacity to show Jesus today.
The future.
Hmm?
The future.
See, everybody thinks he's a dumb devil.
No.
Do not ever
underestimate him.
Thank you.
He's dumb.
Amen.
He thinks of God.
Then again, I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will all be yours. So he knew the potential of Jesus by that temptation. He knew what Jesus was about to do to a degree. Did he believe it? No, because he's a liar and he believed his own lies. A good liar will believe their own lies. And there is evidence of that in all of my life.
Yep.
It took me a long time to realize that. But a good liar is so truthful in their lives that they believe what they're dictating.
Yep. Amen.
And when they're believing it, you and I trying to tell them about it, it's not going to work.
Mm-mm.
You need to intercede as the Holy Spirit leads you. Jesus answered, verse 8, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. That is something that Satan failed in. That was, thank you. See, but it is written is important. If you and I respond with our emotions and our thoughts and what we think should be, you're declaring words. When you're declaring it is written, you're trusting the word to activate and cut away like John gave you. It's a double-edged sword. It cuts on both sides. It eliminates the darkness, and it changes you and me. Verse 9, then the devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, if. He said, throw yourself down from there, from here. For it is written, he will command his angels. So again, watch what Satan is tempting Jesus with. Scripture. Just one word twisted. Okay? One word twisted changes the word. You have a twisting ability by the demonic forces. They all have a twisting ability. Jezebel is an expert. To make you feel guilty for what she has done. And if you're not smart enough to discern and give back God's word, you're going to take a nosedive. You're going to take a nosedive.
Ouch.
And it will hurt. Okay? He will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Psalms 91. Jesus answered, I say, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Do not put the Lord your God to the test. So now he's declaring who he is. And the enemy backs off. When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. And I could go on and show you how he went forward 3.5 years, and on that cross, he used the same temptation.
Why do you think he says
if you are the Son of God?
Yeah, why do you think he says if?
Just to create a doubt. James 1. If you do not hold on to your promise without doubting, what are you doing? You're bending back and forth. You're seeing that in the political realm. Loads and loads of leaders are truthfully deceiving themselves by accepting a false narrative. And they're not going according to the Constitution of the United States, and they're not going to the promises that God is trying to say to our believers in this nation, wake up. Declare my truth and hold on to the truth and declare it to yourself first.
That's right.
And then declare it when you can to those that are able to receive it.
Amen.
Now, verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. So temptation will bring you into a place of power when you overcome.
Right.
Not a place of pride. Oh, I clean myself up now and I'm holy. That's religion. And yes, you will feel good when your religious activity is completed. The only problem is the perversion of it is going to bring destruction to you. He returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues and everyone praised him. So he already had a reputation at this point. He went to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written. And that's for 2021. That's our commission right here. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, blessed, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recover of sight to the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Say 21 is the year of the Lord's favor. So I'm declaring right now, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, 2021. Get ready. I'm releasing a blessing upon me so that the word can come out of me. The anointing is in me, and I can preach the good news to those that are falling apart, and to proclaim freedom from darkness and deception. And I will not be a prisoner. I have already been free. I'm working from freedom, and I will help those that are bound in this in deception. They will not remain in deception. Because Jesus will open their eyes. He'll use me to set them free. Whatever oppression therein, the solution is in my heart. And when I speak freedom to them, they will receive it. Hallelujah. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendants, and sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogues were fastened on him. Now there's a word sat down here that you need to be able to see. Are you aware that in the synagogues they always had a chair for whom?
Elijah?
Elijah? Yes, they had a chair for Elijah. Where do you think he sat? Nobody's supposed to sit in that chair. And they flipped.
Wow.
They literally flipped. Okay? If you sit in that chair and make off that you're Elijah in our presence, forget. But he was higher than Elijah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So he could sit there. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began saying to them, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physicians, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum.' I tell you the truth," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I can tell you that your prophetic abilities in your own family will not be received." They're going to laugh at you. Who do you think you are, Kim Bergeron? "I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon." Why do you think he's talking here about Elijah? Is it possible that it's because he's sitting in his chair?
Possible.
I believe it's possible. Because, again, they are furious about him sitting in that particular chair, if that's really what happened. But you'll confirm that to us. 27. "And there were many in Israel with leprosy at the time, and Elisha, the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian." So the foreigners had more faith and then the local people. You know why? Because they were under the law and they could clean their own act up if they wanted to. And that's what they were taught. All of the people in the synagogues were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, and looked to him, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. I can tell you that when we went there, it is, I would say, almost as high as Niagara Falls. There's no water flowing over it, but it is huge, and it is straight down. So, then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee. Notice now, he said, the scriptures fulfilled, correct? In his speaking. And on the Sabbath began to teach the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his message had
authority.
In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Ha! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" Notice carefully now that this demon-possessed man is in the house of God.
And he knows who Jesus is.
He's the only one that knows who Jesus is. And he's talking through this man. I can remember when this first reality came into me, and I thought, oh my God, the demons know him and the people can't. They can't figure it out. They are so consumed in their own religious beliefs that they can't discern a demon. Why is it that if someone is not behaving, they take them to the ER and they drug them to death?
Right.
Tell me what's changed.
Nothing.
I've seen people in the religious realm say, take that one and bring them to the ER. And they will drug them. You know why I can say that? Because I remember living that with my mother. And going to the head one that she and I supported. And his perfect common sense response was, take her to the ER. So we took my mother to the ER and they committed her. Oh yeah. I had 17 years of my mother trying to commit suicide. Okay? Yet nobody said it's a demon that's using her. 17 years of running back and forth to the medical community, including the psychiatrist, when I thought I was going crazy. You see, that was why God allowed me to go through that. Because today, I know what those demons have been able to do. And I know what they were capable of doing. And when I realized that he had anointed me to set the captives free, that was a change of heart for me. My biggest irritation was the religious leaders. And I'm not talking just the ones that were in the local church. I'm talking about the bishops. The overseers. And I'm not being critical of them. I'm just telling you where they were. And my irritation was, why aren't they teaching? And the Holy Spirit told me it's because it's not in them. They can't teach what they don't have. Listen carefully. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath began to teach the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his message had authority. So they were not accustomed to having anyone with authority in their synagogue.
Wow.
Because otherwise the people wouldn't have been surprised.
Right, they wouldn't have been impressed.
When we began to do deliverance in the Catholic Church that I was involved in for years, I'll be honest with you, you don't have every title that they could possibly give to us that did this, we were told, this is wrong. And I was told by one of the hit ones of the Charismatic Renewal. He's with the Lord now, and I forgave him a long time ago. He says, Kim, if you ever say any of what you're doing publicly, I will deny that I've ever heard it.
Wow.
And I shouted back at him. Even then, I had guts. Because they were Holy Ghost guts. I didn't realize it then because my wife listened to me and she says, what did you do? I says, I told him the truth. And I will go over his head if I have to. This person that I know has a need to be delivered, and I'm not the one to do it because it's too big for me. So my wife and I drove this person that had a demon, and we went downtown Springfield in a hidden house, and we had her set free.
Amen.
And she was set free, and to this day, this lady is a part of my heart.
Amen.
Okay? And that's been many years. Okay. Why? Because I knew that what was in that person was not something I had been trained for. But there was a couple of people that had that knowledge, and the leadership would have denied what we had done if we had been speaking publicly. That's what happens in the religious realm of that day. And it happens in the religious realm of today. So if you're listening to this message and you're finding this irritating, I pray to God that you're going to pick up your Bible and start using it for a change.
Amen.
Let it gather dust if you want. That's up to you. What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. The response, be quiet, Jesus said, sternly. Come out of him. Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other, what is this teaching? With authority and power, he gives orders to evil spirits and they come out. And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. You see, I've seen people say, oh, I have a deliverance ministry. Yeah, you can giggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen what they do.
Yeah.
If the love flow isn't going through that individual and the healing abilities of God are not functioning, the scripture is very clear. It says, I have never known you. There's no relationship.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. In order to bring people to freedom, you're going to have a relationship with your Savior.
Amen.
You're going to have to enter his quiet place.
Amen.
You're going to have to rest with him and communicate with him and get his instructions clearly. I'm not after another deliverance ministry. I am watching, however. And when the Holy Spirit says, do, you do it. It's not looking for a bunch of people to demonstrate and get publicity. The wrong spirit can fly around the neighborhood and give all kinds of instructions, but the wrong spirit will not succeed.
Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will succeed.
Yes, amen.
Okay. Watch 38. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever. Now, if that happened at your house, you'd say, take a couple of Tylenols, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's got a high fever. And they asked Jesus to help her. Notice again the request. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever. Gee, we could put CVS out of business. Yeah. Well, that's why they're calling practicing doctors. Because they're still practicing.
They still don't know nothing.
Well, they have a lot of knowledge. We need to respect the knowledge.
Okay?
And it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. No Tylenols, no aspirin. How many times have you and I had a fever and we go to the medicine cabinet? How many times do we take time to say, I rebuke you, be gone? See, the rubber hits the road when you and I are traveling through our journey with the Lord to do what he's called us to do and not to take a back seat. I'm not saying I've never taken Tylenol. That's not true. I am saying, however, if the Holy Spirit said, rebuke this thing and it will leave.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I can remember there were times when, you know, if I'm under attack in the morning, early in the morning, usually that's when the darkness tries to hit my sinuses, etc. And I can remember walking in front of the medicine cabinet because, again, it's almost like you're doing this out of habit.
Right.
Okay? I open the medicine cabinet and the Lord says, no, you don't need it. And that's when I'll become awake and say, whoa, 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 what am I doing? Mm-hmm. Creatures of habit have a pattern. So, what do we do with this? I want you to close your eyes right now. And I want you to take your right hand and put it right at the part of your inner man, right underneath your breast. Say, Holy Spirit,
we've
made a loud declaration
that
the Spirit of the Lord is upon us.
You have anointed us.
To do good works
in 2021.
But it's got to be under the anointing
of
your Holy Spirit.
As you direct,
we will follow. We thank you, Lord Jesus,
that
your Holy Spirit
will give out
out of my heart.
Resurrection power,
might and purity
from the kingdom of heaven
to get rid of the darkness
as directed
by you.
Only you, Lord.
And give me a hunger
to spend quality time
with you, Lord.
Give me a time
and the grace
to get that relationship right
so that we will not miss.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Just one second. There we go.
And then I